Welcome to Midday Prayer for Wednesday, December 7th, 2022, the second Wednesday of Advent. Our help is in the name of the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth. Jesus says, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. The Lord's name be praised. A reading from the book of Tobit. Tobit gives instructions to his son. That same day, Tobit remembered the money that he had left in trust with Gabael at Rages in Media, and he said to himself, Now that I have asked for death, why do I not call my son Tobias and explain to him about this money before I die? Then he called his son Tobias, and when he came to him, he said, Give me a proper burial. Honor your mother, and do not abandon her all the days of her life. Do whatever pleases her, and do nothing that makes her unhappy. Remember her, my son, because she faced many dangers for you while you were in her womb. And when she dies, bury her beside me in the same grave. Be mindful of the Lord all your days, my son, and refuse to sin or to transgress his commandments. Do what is right all the days of your life, and do not walk in the ways of wrongdoing, for those who act honestly will prosper in all their activities. To all those who practice righteousness, give alms according to your circumstances, my son, and do not turn your face away from anyone who is poor. Then the face of God will not be turned away from you. Act according to what you have, my son. If you have much, give alms from it. If you have little, give alms in accordance with what you have. Do not be afraid, my son, to give alms. You will be laying up a good treasure for yourself against a day of need. For almsgiving delivers from death and keeps you from going into the darkness. Indeed, almsgiving, for all who practice it, is an excellent offering in the presence of the Most High. Beware, my son, of every kind of sexual immorality. First of all, marry a woman from among the descendants of your ancestors. Do not marry a foreign woman who is not of your father's tribe, for we are the descendants of prophets and true-born sons of prophets. The first prophet was Abraham, then Isaac and Jacob, our ancestors of old. Remember, my son, that these all took wives from among their kindred. They were blessed in their children, and their posterity will inherit the land. So now, my son, love your kindred, and in your heart do not be so arrogant against the daughters of the members of your people as to refuse to take one of them as a wife. For in arrogance there is ruin and great confusion, and in idleness there is loss and dire poverty, because idleness is the mother of famine. Do not keep over until the next day the wages of those who work for you, but pay them their wages the same day, and let not the pay of those among you be delayed overnight. Your pay will not be kept over if you serve God faithfully. Watch yourself, my son, in everything you do, and discipline yourself in all your conduct. And what you hate, do not do to anyone. May no evil go with you on any of your way. Give some of your food to the hungry, and some of your clothing to the naked. Give all your surplus as alms, my son, and do not let your eye begrudge your giving of alms. Pour out your food and your wine on the grave of the righteous, but do not give it to sinners. Seek advice from every wise person, and do not be disdainful, since any counsel is useful. At all times, bless God and ask Him that your ways may be made straight, and that all your paths and plans may prosper. For no nation has good counsel, but the Lord Himself gives it. Whom He wants to, He exalts, and whom He wants to, He casts down to Hades below. So now, my son, remember these commandments of mine, and do not let them be erased from your heart. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. The pivots on the thresholds shook at the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me! I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it, and said, Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed, and your sin is blotted out. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And I said, Here I am, send me. And he said, Go and say to this people, Keep listening, but do not comprehend. Keep looking, but do not understand. Make the mind of this people dull, and stop their ears, and shut their eyes, so that they may not look with their eyes, and listen with their ears, and comprehend with their minds, and turn, and be healed. Then I said, How long, O Lord? And he said, Until cities lie waste without inhabitant, and houses without people, and the land is utterly desolate, until the Lord sends everyone far away, and vast is the emptiness in the midst of the land. Even if a tenth part remain in it, it will be burned again, like a terebinth or an oak whose stump remains standing when it is felled. The holy seed is its stump. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Theological Declaration of Barmen, Section 2, continued. As members of Lutheran, Reformed, and United Churches, we may and must speak with one voice in this matter today, precisely because we want to be and to remain faithful to our various confessions. We may not keep silent, since we believe that we have been given a common message to utter in a time of common need and temptation. We commend to God what this may mean for the interrelations of the confessional churches. In view of the errors of the German Christians of the present Reich Church government, which are devastating the Church, and are thereby breaking up the unity of the German Evangelical Church, we confess the following evangelical truths. 1. I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved. John 10:1-9. Jesus Christ, as he is attested for us in Holy Scripture, is the one Word of God which we have to hear and which we have to trust and obey in life and in death. We reject the false doctrine, as though the Church could and would have to acknowledge as a source of its proclamation, apart from and besides this one Word of God, still other events and powers, figures and truths as God's revelation. 2. Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom, our righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. 1 Corinthians 1:30. As Jesus Christ is God's assurance of the forgiveness of all our sins, so in the same way and with the same seriousness is he also God's mighty claim upon our whole life. Through him befalls us a joyful deliverance from the godless fetters of this world for a free, grateful service to his creatures. We reject the false doctrine, as though there were areas of our life in which we would not belong to Jesus Christ, but to other lords, areas in which we would not need justification and sanctification through him. 3. Rather than speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body is joined and knit together. Ephesians 4:15-16. The Christian Church is the congregation of the brethren in which Jesus Christ acts presently as the Lord in word and sacrament through the Holy Spirit. As the Church of pardoned sinners, it has to testify in the midst of a sinful world, with its faith as with its obedience, with its message as with its order, that it is solely his property, and that it lives and wants to live solely from his comfort and from his direction in the expectation of his appearance. We reject the false doctrine as though the Church were permitted to abandon the form of its message and order to its own pleasure or to changes in prevailing ideological and political convictions. A prayer attributed to Teresa of Lisieux, 1873-1897. Just for today, what does it matter, O Lord, if the future is dark? To pray now for tomorrow I am not able. Keep my heart only for today. Grant me your light just for today. Amen. A prayer at the reaffirmation of marriage vows. Holy and gracious God, you surround and uphold us in every moment of life. You give us family and friends for the journey, making our lives more abundant than we could ever ask or imagine. We give thanks for such enduring relationships. We thank you especially for the love and faithfulness this couple shares. As they reaffirm promises made long ago, give fresh grace to them for the years ahead. By the power of your Holy Spirit, bless their memories and strengthen their hopes, that their joy may overflow. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Eternal God, as you led your people in ages past, you direct our journey into the future. We give you thanks that you came to us in Jesus Christ, and we eagerly await his coming again, that his rule may be complete and your righteousness reign over all the world. Then we will feast at his royal banquet and sing his praises with the choirs of heaven. By your Spirit, open our eyes to the generosity of your hand and nurture our souls in all spiritual gifts. Fill us with gratitude overflowing, that we may share life and love in praise to you, God of all the ages. In the gracious name of Jesus Christ, your Son, by the power of your Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The God of peace be with us. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.